Blessed Monday morning, beloved. Thank you for inviting me into your home this morning as we begin a new week together in studying God's Word. Today we are in Psalm 105, verses 23 through 45. Today's reading speaks of Moses and Aaron, chosen by God to perform God's mighty acts and miracles in Egypt. The psalm concludes with a description of God leading the people out of Egypt and providing for them when they were in the desert. And so, again, God's saving words for us this week are praise and thanksgiving. So, let's begin. Then Jacob went to Egypt and settled in that country. The Lord gave many children to his people and made them stronger than their enemies. He made the Egyptians hate his people and treat his servants with deceit. Then he sent his servant Moses and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They did God's mighty acts and performed miracles in Egypt. God sent darkness on the country, but the Egyptians did not obey his command. He turned their rivers into blood and killed all their fish. Their country was overrun with frogs. Even the palace was filled with them. God commanded, and flies and gnats swarmed throughout the whole country. He sent hail and lightning on their land instead of rain. He destroyed their grapevines and fig trees and broke down all their trees. He commanded, and the locusts came, countless millions of them. They ate all the plants in the land. They ate all the crops. He killed the firstborn sons of all the families of Egypt. Then he led the Israelites out and carried silver and gold, and all of them were healthy and strong. The Egyptians were afraid of them, and they were glad when they left. God put a cloud over his people and a fire at night to give them light. They asked, and he sent quails. He gave them food from heaven to satisfy them. He opened a rock, and water gushed out, flowing through the desert like a river. He remembered his sacred promise to Abraham and his servant. So he led his chosen people out, and they sang and shouted for joy. He gave them the lands of other peoples and let them take over their fields, so his people would obey his laws and keep all his commands. Well, today's key verse is Psalm 105, verse 43. He led his chosen people out, and they sang and shouted for joy. You know, as God's people remember the mighty acts of God, it can only bring praise and worship, adoration to our lips, as it did in the days when Moses led God's people out of Egypt. What happens in your life when God blesses you in a special way? Does that elicit the praises and the worship that belong to God, or are we just more or less taken for granted? Let's pray. Sovereign God, you are ever faithful. You keep your promises. You provided me with my daily needs, and I thank you for being in your loving care. Keep me faithful as I continue my faith journey, growing in knowledge of you. Amen. Well, that brings our day together to an end. Join me tomorrow morning. We'll be reading Psalm 111. It's a psalm of praise of the Lord's kindness and mercy. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.